The Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show, Retirement Mastery, and Ron Richards are not tendering tax, legal, or investment advice. This content and information is based solely on Ron Richards' personal opinions and research. If tax, legal, or investment advice is required, you should seek the services of a qualified professional.
This is the Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show with Ron and Julie Richards on 1310 KFKA. Now, here's Ron and Julie.
Good morning, Northern Colorado. What a great day to be alive. Welcome to Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show. My name is Ron Richards. My lovely wife is out of town today, and I have a fill-in, Bob Gandelman. Good morning, Bob.
Hello there, Ron.
How are you doing?
And all of you listeners out there, I'm excited to be here this morning.
Well, we're going to have a good time, and we're gonna get started in the show. And we tell people, you know, get financially educated or get left behind. And to me, it's never been more current than today because of what's going on in this world. The COVID one-niner. We call it the one-niner, and we've got the Rona blues. And so, as you know, we play a little blues on this station on the breaks and stuff. And thanks to Micah, the good job that he does. And go out and support your local business owner. I mean, that's, we're going to talk somewhat about that today. And working with a mastermind team of people as advisors. And that's why I had Bob come in today. And Bob's one of our sponsors. And we're just excited to have him on board. And we're going to talk Medicare supplements in a little bit here. But before we get into Medicare and some of the new things that are going on, we always do our Street Smart snapshot. And that's a mouthful, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, it is.
So we did a snapshot. We kind of gave you an overview of what the markets have done in the past few days. If you look at the S&P 500, it's 33.51 on the S&P 500. Again, all-time high. And then you look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 27,433. It's been as high as 29,000, but it's at 27,000 now. So it's doing well. It's coming back quite nice. And then the NASDAQ is $11,010. Again, an all-time high. How about crude oil? Is it important, Bob?
Yes, it is.
It is. So we got crude oil at 41.60, down a little bit today. And then gold and silver, gold 20.26 an ounce. So I don't know if you know this, Bob, but gold is up a whole bunch. It's, from January 1st till today, gold is up 35%. Silver is at $28.40. Silver was at $17 30 days ago. So silver is up 60% on the year. Two of the best performing asset classes, they're catching Bitcoin almost. and so that's just a kind of a snapshot of the main markets, gold and silver, the stock and bond markets, the 10-year bond took a tick up a little bit yesterday. It's at 0.56. So you can get a CD for about 0.000001. You really can't get any money on your any interest on your money in a bank or a credit union right now. The interest rates are so low. Most people are not tying up money for a year or a CD for 2 or 3 years because of that. So that kind of gives you a little bit of a snapshot. Let's get into the cryptocurrency. That's another area that we cover in addition to hard assets like gold and silver, as well as the stock market. Bitcoin happens to be at $11,759. Bob, do you remember where you bought at?
No, I don't, but it was not that high.
No, it was like 9,000, I think. But so we're at 11,749. It's had a heck of a run. Ethereum's at $390. Litecoin is the right coin, is at $58.08. And then Ripple Ray out there, XRP, it was at 33 cents. It's back to 30 cents today. So there's been a real run. Chainlink is at $10.74. 30 days ago, Chainlink was at $5.70. So it's up 88% in 30 days. What kind of return is that, Bob, yearly?
It's a bunch. It's over 100%.
Over 100%. So it really is doing well. And so when you look at the cryptocurrency and you look at the gold and silver market and the stock market, the bond markets, there's a lot of decisions to make when it comes to retirement planning. What is the, you know what the horse race is?
No.
We're going to explain it. Julie and I took our stimulus money, Bob. We took the money from the government. Instead of putting it in the bank or paying down debt or whatever, she bought 1 ounce of gold, $1,850. I bought the exact same amount of Bitcoin, $1,850. And so we're going to give the report here after we hear the... The horse race is on. We started this thing on June 16th, right after we got our stimulus money. And again, Julie put $1,850 in, I put $1,850 in, and we picked our horses. I picked Bitcoin, Julie picked 1 ounce of gold. And right now, my $1,850 is up $509 as of this morning. And Julie's 1 ounce of gold is up $385. And so when you look at that and you look at the horse race between Julie and me, and we're going till the end of the year, the race is over December 31st at 8 p.m. because we can't stay up till midnight. So it's kind of the New Year's resolution is to see whose horse is going to finish first. And I have no idea. You know, Bitcoin's a volatile thing. It's up, down, it's all around. But again, it's important to know that it's an asset class that's not tied to the stock market. The stock and bond market has nothing to do with the price of Bitcoin. It has nothing to do with the price of gold and silver. So having uncorrelated assets to your investment portfolio is a big deal. And we're going to peel the onion back and talk a little bit about that today, Bob. And but before I do, I want to just talk to you a little bit about, tell us a little bit of how you got in the Medicare supplement business and how long you've been doing it. And let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the world of Medicare.
Well, there's been a lot of changes over the years since I've been in Medicare. I started selling Medicare supplements a little over 30 years ago. And then I got into selling Medicare plans in the first season that there was, which was 2005 and 2006, they became effective. And back then, the only thing that was really around was drug plans to supplement your Medicare supplements. And then right after that, they started coming up with the Medicare plans that also cover your medical expenses. So now you can literally, for a zero premium, you can get a little bit of dental, you can get a little bit of eye care and eye exams, eyeglasses, and you can have the majority of your medical bills covered with a max out-of-pocket of like $5,000 if you were to be with certain plans at that point. If I mentioned exact premiums and exact top dollar ceilings, then I have to give all of the company disclaimers, and they all have to be approved by each and every company.
I write for all
of the big ones.
I got a question for you, Bob. You're an independent agent. You've been doing it for years and years and years.
Correct.
You don't get married to any one company.
No, I don't.
And you just mentioned something that you said a zero premium. So are you telling me someone can get a Medicare supplement without any out-of-pocket and they have a coverage?
Not a supplement, but a Medicare plan. And the difference between a Medicare plan and a Medicare supplement is the plan pays instead of Medicare, and the supplement pays after Medicare pays.
But it is a zero premium.
It is a zero premium. And a Medicare supplement has a premium. There's a big company right now that's been bought by another pharmaceutical company, and they will actually sell a plan in to a 65-year-old female for $59 a month.
Wow. So there has been a lot of changes going on, and we're going to see even more changes. Our big deal is having a mastermind team of people around you. because I can't know everything about Social Security, about Medicare, about taxes, about inflation. So what we do is we partner with people like Bob that know the area of Medicare and Medicare supplements. And it's critically important that you tie into people that are professionals. You tie into people that have been down the trail before and know the many changes that are happening in the world of finance and in the world of Medicare and Medicare supplements. We're going to peel the onion back. We got to take a little break, but you do not want to miss it. Come on back. We'll be right back. We're back, Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show. This is Ron Richards, and this morning we have Bob Gandelman. And Bob, his area of specialty is the Medicare supplement and Medicare markets. And, you know, there's a lot of risks out there. I mean, you've got taxation risk. You've got, you know, market risk in the stock market, longevity risk, inflation risk, legal risk, premature death. But we have medical risk, Bob. And the health, cost of health care in this country has gone sky high. And not only health care, but the medicines and the drugs and everything that has to do with Medicare and Medicare supplements and the health care system in this country has gotten really expensive, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And it is an area that if you don't plan and you don't have the right person and don't know what's going on with it, you can go bankrupt in a hurry, no matter how much money that you have.
Well, and I tell people all the time, don't just buy it over an 800 number or over the internet, because you may need help with a claim. You may need help getting that Medicare card. Let's peel the onion back and talk a little bit about if you are 64 or 64 and a half, Bob, what are some things that people need to do to prepare to get on a Medicare plan or get on a Medicare supplement? Obviously, they need their Medicare card, right?
Yes, and it used to be that if you were turning 65, when you were 64 and 6 months, you'd just get a Medicare card in the mail. Well, as people keep working longer, they don't do that anymore because you really don't need a Medicare card if you're going to continue working. So the people that are not drawing Social Security that are continuing to work but are self-employed or for some reason are not on a group health insurance plan, they will need to apply for a Medicare card at least 2 or 3 months before they're 65 years old to get on to a Medicare plan or a Medicare supplement when they turn 65.
And these are things that you do every day when somebody comes in and they need to get their card ordered or they need to get a Medicare supplement plan in place. This is what you do. You walk people through the process and they can come right in your office. What's your address over there, Bob?
It's 2019 9th Street. I'm in Suite 6 in the front of the building now.
We're just 6 blocks from here.
Correct. It's only 6 blocks from the radio station. And the next thing that is of great importance about coming to see me is that I will go with you to whatever needs to be done to make sure that you're on the right plan for your right situation. There's no one size fits all. It's like in my house, I'm on a Medicare supplement. I take that back. I am on a Medicare plan, and my wife is on a Medicare supplement plan.
Let's talk about that a little bit. You know, being an independent agent used to be the big eye. For years and years, you know, Travelers and all the big insurance companies were part of the big eye. And it used to stand for the independent insurance agents. And today, being an independent insurance agent is such an advantage because you're not you're not trying to put a square peg in a round hole. You can shop the best carrier out there, the best plan that meets the needs of somebody maybe that's traveling internationally or somebody that's traveling out of state a lot. There are different plans based on your lifestyle that people need to plug into, aren't there?
That is correct. This year, the big caveat coming on for 2021 is you'll be able to get a PPO plan for a zero premium that has a prescription card that has a national network.
Wow, wow. And so when you say a PPO, preferred provider
organization. So you're not locked into one little group of doctors. And if you're local, an HMO is just great. But if you're not local, then
Bob's phone's already ringing off the hook. Bob, such a good thing, Bob. Bob, what's the best phone number to reach you at?
It's 970-737-0924.
One more time.
970-737-0924. That is a local Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins, Estes Park, Red Feather Lakes number.
Now. Northern Colorado number. And again, guys, if you're looking for somebody to help you through the process, and to me, sometimes it's very complicated, especially if you're trying to do it online or on the phone, go walk into Bob's office. He'll throw his mask on if you're concerned about that, because many people are today. And he will walk you through the process of getting that Medicare card ordered and getting a Medicare supplement in place so you'll have health insurance coverage into your retirement years. It's a huge deal. Let Bob help you with that. And we're just so jazzed to have Bob being a part of the show and be a sponsor on the show, because we do believe that people need help. And never more than ever, because of what's going on in the world of health insurance cost. I had cancer a year ago. I will tell you, it is the maze of getting everything paid for by these insurance companies can be a challenge. And so having someone in your corner to support you and to fight for you, that's what Bob does, and that's what Bob's done for 30 years. And Bob, you're just a pillar in the community, and we sure appreciate your professionalism and how you make things happen in the Medicare supplement business.
I thank you very, very much for that, Ron. I worked hard to get to that point, and I work hard for my clients.
Yep.
And Ron is very, very professional, and our little network includes Ron doing life and annuities. And I also have somebody that does Legal Shield for me. I am a Legal Shield member. I know enough about it to be dangerous. But you also need to have wills and trust and living wills. Those are all important parts of planning, especially when you get older, because you never know when the end is coming.
And you know what? With the Legal Shield thing, I think you get a free will. That's included in your membership package, isn't it?
That is 100% correct. It's a free package. It's the best $24.95 a month that you can spend is to buy one of those plans. And when you get pulled over by a police officer or you have some kind of real estate, anything go on, you've got somebody in your corner. You don't have to spend $500 a month to have an attorney on retainer. There's a big law firm with over 30 attorneys down in Denver that are just waiting for your phone call.
And again, you know, we talked about the risk in retirement, taxation risk, catastrophic illness like medical and those kind of things, market risk, longevity risk. But legal risk is a big deal. And if you don't have legal representation, For $24 a month, it's a great program. I have it. I've had it for years, and I just believe in it. In fact, Riggs Abney is the name of the law firm in Denver, and they wrote a letter for me here about 3 or 4 months ago, and it really has helped. So again, you just don't know when you're going to need help legally, but I can tell you, you know, having a will in place, having your legal ducks in a row, having your medical insurance in a line makes a ton of sense, doesn't it?
It really, really does. And just imagine a police officer accusing you of something that you're not even remotely guilty of, and not having to have an attorney come to your rescue with money that you don't really have. And in this time with Legal Shield, you just call a number or pull up an app on your phone, actually.
Yeah. And I used them. I thought the process was incredibly easy. And they'll even represent you in court. If you've got something major, I mean, they don't cover DUIs or any stupid things like that. I shouldn't say stupid. It happens. But they don't cover those kind of things because of neglect. But they do cover almost everything else. And it's a great plan to have. And again, Bob, if they're interested in something like that, how can they get a hold of you again?
I have two or three ways that you can get a hold of me. You can send me a text message to 970-381-0722. You can call 970-737-0924, which is forwarded to a lot of different phones, so I can answer the phone wherever I'm at.
Bob is high tech. I tell you what, Bob's got more computer screens in his office than I've had over my lifetime, I think.
And all of the applications, most of the time today, are all done on computer. And whether it be for a Medicare plan or a Medicare supplement or getting a quote, the Colorado Health Exchange, I think, this last year does not even do paper applications anymore.
You have to do it online.
You have to do it online.
Okay.
And I'm more than happy to help with the Colorado Health Exchange or Medicare. And I'm more than happy if you have to go to court for some reason that I can be of assistance. I have gone to court with a client before. I just feel that I really earn my keep as your agent. And
by the way,
the good news is the insurance company pays me a commission check. So if I'm getting a commission check from the insurance company, I'm basically doing it for the same price as if you were to try and do this all by yourself.
Well, not only that, you're being paid to service that customer. That, to me, is a big deal. And you're being paid every month when they make their premium payments. You get paid a little bit of that premium to service them and help them through the process. By the way, this is not legal, tax, or investment advice. This is just Ron and Bob talking openly. We got to take a break. We're going to be right back. We're going to come with some tips and trends your way. You're going to love it. Be right back. Blues, Micah. Love it, love it. Hey, you know, we forgot our tips and trends and talk a little bit about what's going on in the marketplace. You know, the Federal Reserve goes brrrr, meaning they just keep printing. Do you realize the Federal Reserve has printed more money in the last 30 days than it did the last 200 years? It has printed more money in the last 30 days than it has in the last 200 years. And then when you realize that the dollar, the value of the dollar, has gone down 10% in the last 60 days, so meaning that the dollar, your purchasing power of your dollar, the $100 that you used to have, now only $90 will buy the goods and services. So your value of your dollar keeps eroding and inflation is happening. And so when you start to understand that you are going to get financially educated when you listen to this show, and you won't get left behind if you follow some of our advice and follow some of our ideas and just learn about things like the hard assets of gold and silver. And if you look at just gold and silver and cryptocurrency, what's happened since this huge printing press has clicked on and we're giving away money, right? They're giving away, what do they call it, the stimulus money?
Correct.
The stimulus. They're giving people $1,200. Here, just go out and spend it. Pay, you know, do whatever you can. I heard there's another one coming. There's another stimulus check coming. I don't know when it's coming. But again, we're going through some pretty crazy times right now. And by the way, Bitcoin is the eighth largest currency in the world. So it's no longer just this little asset class. It is now as large as most currencies in different countries all around the world. And so when you start to understand that there are different ways to skin the cat other than just the stock, the bond market, the mutual fund market, the ETFs, the all the different funds that you have and stocks and bonds out there, the stock market is held up by basically five or six stocks. And we call them the FANG stocks. And that stands for Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, and Apple. When you put those five or six stocks in there, that's why the stock market's gone straight up, because of those kind of stocks. So again, understanding that we're printing more money as a country, our banking system, our Federal Reserve banking system is printing more money than we ever had in the history of this country right now. So what could go wrong, Bob?
Well, it's of my opinion that inflation sets in. And back in the 60s, I could buy some Hostess Twinkies for 13 cents. And now, if you go into any convenience store and buy a package of Hostess Twinkies, even at Family Dollar, they're $1.95.
Bob. They're not keto friendly. They're not keto friendly for the diet, Bob. So you got to get off of those Twinkies and buy some salad. Well, but by the way, salad costs more than steak almost. It's unbelievable.
Right. And that's just the whole thing is getting to be, it wasn't the amount of keto friendly that the Twinkies are. It's that they cost 13 cents back in the 60s and now they're $2.
Yeah. Inflation is so real. And you know what? We just think it's everything's fine and you just get up and you go do your work and you go to work, you come home, you go to work, you come home. And again, the dollar just keeps going down in value and the cost of goods keep going up. And so when you understand that 200 years ago today, 200 ounces of gold would buy the nicest home in Greeley. 100 years ago today, 200 ounces of gold would buy the nicest home in Greeley. Today, 200 ounces of gold will buy a $400,000 house in Greeley. So when you get that and you understand that gold and silver keep pace with inflation, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, there will only be 21 million Bitcoin ever in the history of the world. So the sooner you have a small percentage of Bitcoin or a half a Bitcoin or a tenth of a Bitcoin, the sooner you're going to keep pace with inflation, just like gold and silver, just like kind of real estate has done the same thing. Real estate's just kept going up and up and up. And again, you know, as long as the rents keep going, even if real estate goes down, you still have that monthly income coming in from the rents. The annuities, the monthly income keeps coming. It's just like a Social Security check. And we teach people about multiple streams of income.
That's correct.
Multiple streams of retirement money coming in. And so whether you do it through multi-level marketing, whether you do it through an annuity, whether you do it through a house with rental properties, you're just not going to get it in the bank today, are you?
No, you're not. And you have to have your money spread out. So if one instance goes down, the next one is right there to pick it up. Don't have all your money tied up in a bank and then watch the bank go out, or all your money in the stock market. And what happens if this thing really does go way, way down? Chances are it won't.
What do we see in 08 happen?
But in 08, we saw a big correction.
We saw a bank right here locally go out of business.
Yeah,
we did. You rarely see that, but we saw a bank go out of business, and this was before FDIC was at a quarter million. Today, FDIC is at a quarter million. Today, 8 years ago in 08, I'm sorry, 12 years ago in 08, it was only at $100,000. We knew somebody in the bank that lost $250,000 because the bank went out of business. And so when you understand that that can happen, we love supporting the local banks and the local credit unions. But these big banks out there, they're leveraged to the hilt. They're printing more money. And again, we think there's some volatility in the market. I don't know what it looks like going forward, but I do believe we're going to have a hiccup in this stock and bond market. We're going to have a hiccup in these in the banking system. And I've never seen gold and silver go straight north like it has the last 60 days. So when you get that and you understand what's going on in this crazy world we're living in right now, the corona world, it makes sense to diversify your assets, just like you're talking about, Bob. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Spread your risk around. Give me a call at 970-310-4084. Text me a question. Text me a message. Any question you've got. If I don't know the answer, I'll turn to my mastermind team of advisors, and I'll get the right answer for you. Again, Ron Richards, Street Smart Biz and Retirement. I have a company here in town called Retirement Mastery, and it's just so fun to be around people like yourself, Bob, that have skills in areas that I know nothing about. And so I turn 65 next year, Bob, and I'll be coming to see you, and I'll get my Medicare card through you. I'll help get you, have my Medicare supplement set up through you, because at some point I'm going to say this retirement stuff looks pretty good, but not yet. So again, it's all about having fun and getting the knowledge, getting the financial literacy that maybe you didn't get in high school or college, because most people didn't get any financial education in college, did they?
No, not at all.
And again, our tips and trends, our goal is to really help you kind of see the future and know why you might maybe want to reposition some of your retirement dollars into something like an annuity, something like maybe life insurance that builds cash value, something like hard assets like gold and silver or cryptocurrency or rental real estate. Those are things that all create and generate stability and cash flow in your retirement years. So we're just jazzed to be here. We're jazzed to kind of educate you. And most importantly, we really want to bring financial literacy to the younger generation. We got to take a break. We're going to talk a little bit about mentorship for kids and financial literacy. We'll be right back. Richard's Street Smart Biz and Retirement. Normally we have Julie, but we got Bob Gandelman in here, and he's been a nice addition today. And Bob, thanks for coming in and sharing.
You're welcome.
And just totally enjoy, you know, your philosophy around helping people and serving people, especially the seniors. You know, many of them are not technology driven. Many of them need help. And I like when I sit in your office on the side where the client sits, you've got a screen right there and their own keyboard. They can enter things in. And if they don't type fast, you do it for them. And it really is service driven. And I do like that about the way you do business, Bob. And I'm sure your clients love it too.
And I also have a big enough office that I can pretty much practice the social distancing theory.
Yep.
I'm not standing right over the top of you trying to get you to look at something on my computer screen. Sometimes I have to sit on the same side of the desk to explain something to you. But most of the time, you're across the desk looking at your own computer screen, and everything has gone to such technology. And I don't mind helping the senior citizens out doing that and making sure that they are covered no matter what instance in life might bring their way.
Again, Bob, thanks so much for being with us today. And we're, you know, I keep telling people, you know, if you're in the stock market still and you are basically on pins and needles as what to do, because this melt up has affected you in a good way, in a positive way. We've had a melt up in the stock market. So I ask people, at what point do you say these huge profits can't last? We are in a tremendous financial shift right now. There is a shift going on in this country, and it's going to hit us like a ton of bricks. I don't know if it's happening before the election or after the election, but I'd rather be a year too early or a month early than 1 or 2 days too late. Because you know how the stock market is, Bob. When it goes up is one thing. But when it comes down, it usually goes down 10, 20, 30% in a week, in a week or two. So again, at what point is the juice still worth the squeeze?
That's a question that everybody asked me, and my safe money is in fixed indexed annuities.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know what? Having money in a bank is good. Having money in gold and silver is good. Having money in an indexed annuity is just like a Social Security bank account that you're waiting to turn on the income. And when you're ready to turn on the income, I'm starting to do more and more distribution now as opposed to accumulation. So for years, people have been accumulating all this money, right? Well, now they're turning 60, 65, 70, and they're ready to turn on the distribution side of their retirement account. And that's where I shine, is helping people with incomes, with a lump sum of money that they have from maybe a 401k, maybe it's from an IRA, maybe it's from a SEP, which is called a simplified employee pension for self-employed people. Many people have SEPs as opposed to an IRA because you can put a lot more money in a SEP than you can an IRA. So understanding those things, it's a big deal, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, it is. And it's a big deal to have somebody like Ron in your corner that knows all of the different things like that. I know enough about that stuff that I'm dangerous. I can surely write you an annuity. I surely have annuity clients. But when it gets complicated, I like to pull in somebody like Ron and make sure the job is done right.
Again, it's a team effort. Not any one person can know all the legal or all the tax implications or all the, you know, all the things with regards to homeowners, auto, you know, life insurance, health insurance. It takes a team of people. And our mission when we put this show together was to really bring financial education to the forefront and really help people understand that it doesn't have to be complicated. I'm a farm kid. If it's not simple, I'm in trouble. And so I try to break things down and bring it down to the simplicity of understanding that it's just pure math. It doesn't have to be complicated, and you don't have to put all these terminologies that people don't understand into it. You just need to know, here's your amount of money, here's the monthly income you need, and here's the vehicle to reach it without risk in your portfolio. And take that risk off the table, because Lord knows we're in uncertain times, uncharted waters, and I do believe that there's some things coming that people will be awakened when it happens. And so there's never better time. Give me a call, 970-310-4084. Again, 970-310-4084. We're just jazzed you're with us, Bob, and it's been a fun show, and we're pretty turned on about where things are going and how we can help people and serve people.
And this is the heaviest birthday month coming up in September, October, August. These months are full. And so if you were born in 1955 and you are turning 65 and you're planning on going on Medicare because you don't want to work anymore or you don't have a job or whatever your situation may be, just give me a call at 737-0924. That's area code 970. I have a website. I'm on Facebook. I'm easy to find.
Bob, Teamwork makes the dream work. And you are all over it. I so appreciate you. And again, I know, you know, we love having Julie here because Julie would have thought of things that I didn't think of. And, you know, we're going to probably start a segment on the show called Friends That Talk About Money. And Julie and her friend Julie have done it once or twice. And we're going to be talking some of those kind of things. And we've got a ton of people that are close to that Medicare age, Bob, that we want to send your way and help you out and help those people get taken care of when it comes to health insurance.
One of these times, we ought to have a radio show, Ron, that we have everybody in this little room that's part of our little group, and that way they can each talk for about 2 or 3 minutes and let the listeners know how important it is to have an expert in every little inch of the field.
Well, thanks again, Bob. Sure appreciate you. And again, get financially educated or get left behind. Again, we're going to talk about a mentorship program for kids that we're working on as we speak, and we are jazzed about helping young people learn about money as well, and young people learn about, you know, what inflation does and those kind of things. So, hey, thanks for being with us today. Go out and make it an awesome day. God bless each and every one of you. Thanks for being with us. Bye.
The Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show, Retirement Mastery, and Ron Richards are not tendering tax, legal, or investment advice. This content and information is based solely on Ron Richards' personal opinions and research. If tax, legal, or investment advice is required, you should seek the services of a qualified professional.